This is the tuxedo t-shirt corset binder look.
Yeah.
And so I had the idea to put like a, I was thinking about those t-shirts that have the tuxedo pattern on them and how they're kind of like, it's like, man, you couldn't dress up. What the fuck? You couldn't even be bothered to put on like a nice button down. And so I put that on a binder because it kind of feels like n everyone's like, oh, come on. And I used like cobalt blue because it's very like boyish.
Right.
And it was kind of about how I feel like because I'm like trans masculine, I'm set back several years in like discovering masculinity and like forming like a masculine self, you know, because like men who are like I'm 24, men who are 24 have a much more developed sort of sense of manliness because they've had 24 years of being a man
Right.
to like to think about it and like form themselves. And like I kind of have to go at it several years behind, so I like have a more juvenile sense of boyness.
Gotcha. Very interesting. And what's this is you modeling, I'm assuming.
Oh, this is Rachel. I'll add the name if you want. I started adding credits of the photographers involved, and I can add credits of who modeled. I think I have everyone's Instagram, so I can put their @s next to their names in parentheses.
Excellent, excellent.
But yes, this is, sorry.
Oh no, keep going, you're good.
This is Rachel, and I think they're a ceramicist and also a fiber major. They made like a really cool ceramic couch the other day.
Fun. Yeah, so yeah, it's very interesting because it's not only blending like the formal and the boyish, but it also has these cowboy vibes going on with the chaps and those kind of puffy sleeves. So what was your thinking with including these cowboy elements to it?
Oh yeah. I was thinking about how boys kind of play cowboy. Like I said here, like every young man wants to be a wrangler. Or like they like kind of like when I don't know, cowboys are so they feel like kind of made up sometimes, but there's also like very real cowboys out in the world.
Right.
But the chaps, I also added these knitted inserts both so that then they could be stretchy because the gingham on them is woven, so it's not very stretchy.
Right.
And so I added the knit and then also added these knit spikes so they could be like kind of floppy, a little phallic, a little weird.
Right.
And then the sleeves, I was kind of thinking about jesters
Yeah.
and
Very, very
yeah.
cool. Yeah, because it's got kind of rodeo clown vibes a little bit.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Awesome. And then what's the story with this picture on the right of the person jumping over a horse chunk?
Oh, that is from the like the final performance where I made we did at the end of the fashion class, we do like a performance all together. And in my performance, I made a horse jump for everyone to jump over.
Oh, fun.
As I was thinking about like horse shows as like wealth, and then also like I wanted them to knock down the horse jump at some point.